Yeah, we just want to keep the guys nice and fresh for the double weekend. It's always a concern with the load, especially the bigger guys have been working hard, so we're going to manage that as best we can.
Matty had a day off yesterday, so you going all right?
Yeah, no, it was fine. It was just managing that load. He played some good minutes both games, so we know he's going to have a big load again this weekend. So it was just, what's the word?
Just looking after him.
Yeah, what is it? I can't remember. But yeah, just to unload him a little bit.
Yeah. The two wins last week, how important was that in the scheme of the season?
Yeah, no, really a big step forward for us. It was a good challenge to play those. Well, I think we've got 8 doubles this year, and to get the first one under the belt, especially with Townsville, that probably gave us a touch up in Townsville, and play the way we did Sunday is promising, and we've still got a lot of improving to do, and hopefully we can take another step this weekend.
Sydney, no mugs either, going over there must have given you a bit of confidence.
Yeah, the guys are playing a good brand of basketball, and that's what we said, we're playing the right way, we're defending well and we're sharing the ball, and when you do that, good things happen, so now it's up to us to be that consistent and keep growing as a team.
You put up those big scores, I think they were your two biggest of the year. Is that offense starting to click how you would like it?
Yeah, it is. It's it's getting the shots out of our offense and getting the right guys open where they're comfortable. And defense is adjusting a little bit, so we've got to be mindful of that and make sure we're getting guys good shots down the court.
Trev, in terms of just purely the travel load, is it tougher to do Friday here, Sunday away, like you did last week, or Friday and Sunday both on the road?
Probably. It's a mixture of both, really. It's what the guys do is make sure we don't get dehydrated, make sure we fuel up, and Josh and Kim, our physio, do a great job on recovery and preparation and make sure we're going to the game. There's no excuses. And the guys are seasoned vets now. They've travelled a number of years, so they know what it takes to be prepared.
What impressed you most about Dre's weekend?
Oh, just his buy-in to the team. It was he started off great in the first quarter in Sydney and rebounded well. When he gets touches and gets their rebound, he does play well. And he got himself into the contest instead of waiting on the outside. And and his teamwork is coming along. He's starting to get in sync with the other guys on the court. And that happens when new players come in. So, yeah, really promising weekend.
As far as Adelaide goes, you got a really good look at Brock Modem at the World Cup. What makes him so dangerous?
Well, he can score. Brock's got a bag of tricks to score. He can score at the bucket. He's a jump shooter as well. So he certainly gets the ball and can put the ball in the bucket. And that's a lethal weapon in this league.
How tough is it, Adelaide and Melbourne? Like, where does that rank in terms of a double going?
Yeah, well, you look last year's the two finals. Teams have finished second and third. So, and we know what Adelaide capable of playing them last year's in the final, and they've got this year they've got two boomer players in there and a point guard that's been in the league a long time, so we know what they're capable of, and it's going to be really test us out.
Just on the improvement that you talk about, where does it actually come? Where do you think you can sort of improve the most?
Yeah, well, a bit of everything. Our full court's not where, our defence is not where we want it to be. We've got to improve, especially our recovery out of that. Our offence is starting to click in the gear, and it's just the different personnel and the chemistry. And to know the counters, when teams take things away, we've got to know how we respond from that. And sometimes that's the instinctive, just playing together, the team on court chemistry and getting the right rotations and getting 5 guys on the court that have got it going. So, it's a work in progress, and I think we've still got a long way to go to we reach the peak. Hopefully we're building towards that.
We had a chat with Ernest Ross yesterday. How have you seen his progress? Are you sort of happy with where he's going?
Yeah, look, he had a good last weekend, especially not playing in that first half against Townsville. To come on that second half and do what he did was great. It really gave us that boost that we needed, and the same in Sydney. So, obviously he's playing behind Jermaine and Dre, and sometimes that's hard to accept the role on the team, but that's what the team needs, and he's embraced that, and he should be able to get more minutes that way.
Is he hitting those targets physically?
Yeah, he just makes the team better. He sees the game really well. He's got a high basketball IQ. We don't need him to come out to score 20 points off the bench, but we need him to make plays, and that's what he does, and that's his strength.
But in terms of dropping the weight and stuff, are you happy with where he's at?
Yeah, look, he's made a vast improvement with that. He came in, eating too many hamburgers in the off-season. So, you know, we're getting him to where he needs to be, just so he's quicker, he's more agile on his feet, and, you know, he can actually get up there and dunk the ball, which he couldn't do at the pre-season.
Greg Heyer, where's he at the moment?
Yeah, look, he's going to start to run today. It's just a light run, so he's looking, you know, you're looking 3-4 weeks. Yep.
Is that pretty much on track?
Pretty much on track. We're looking mid-December, so hopefully things go well and it's a good recovery for him, and he'll get back for that period.
What can he add for you guys when he does get back?
Well, it's Greg. You know, he's just one of the hardest work at offensive rebounding. Is an area that we're going to have to improve on, so, you know, it'll be good to get him back when he gets healthy.
Trav, you were just saying before that the guys are going to get up to some different sort of training today. Talk us through the thoughts behind that.
Yeah, well, it gets a little bit of frustration out, and so you'll see it here shortly, but it's a little bit of fun sometimes where, you know, we've been going since July, and it's sometimes it gets a little bit tough and monotonous, so it's a little bit of have a little bit of fun out there and enjoy our work. You'll see shortly.